Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I want to read to you a text that we just got. I'm not joking to you guys. We got this text at 2:58. Rob, you can verify this. CDOT, you said that you live downtown, but you're only going to be 25 minutes from the stadium. What tunnels are you driving? I don't mind the team moving to Topeka, but my only question is Matt Nagy moving with us? The team is not moving to Topeka. The meeting is in Topeka because Topeka is the state capital of Kansas. So for the government meeting, they are meeting in Topeka. But the Chiefs are not moving to Topeka. The Chiefs would be moving to the Legends, which is about 20 to 25 minutes from downtown Kansas City. So if there was any confusion about that, I want to be the show on record that eliminates that confusion. Maybe you thought you were going to have a really lengthy drive to get to the Chiefs game. I mean, it is going to be from some people, just not Topeka lengthy. I don't think you're going to have to get on the toll roads to go to the stadium. So I want to be clear. I don't know if we were being trolled. I don't know if that was a joke. I'm here to help people. I'm here to talk through this thing. I want us to all be on the same page. I was a little confused. So hopefully no one is confused. I do want to, I guess, I don't know if this is inform people, but we were talking about this, Rob. If the Chiefs are getting a new stadium, I would like it to have the ability to have a retractable roof. Someone texted in, well, couldn't the league just force them to do it? So I went to the Houston Texans because that's the model I would like for them to follow. So this is the one that the Texans, I don't have time to look at everybody's retractable roof rules. So their rule is they have to decide 90 minutes before the game what they want to do, if they want the roof to be open or closed. And the only way that the NFL can force them to close the roof is for a hazardous weather situation like lightning. We all have watched an NFL game and a lightning strike happens and everybody has to get off the field. They can make you close it for that, or incredibly high wind. The NFL cannot force you to close it because it's too cold outside. That is why. So if the Chiefs want it up for a playoff game or late in the winter, they think that gives them the advantage. At least according to the NFL rule, they will have the ability to leave it there. I do think that outdoor football needs to be a part of what their plan is. Maybe that's not the plan for the Kenny Chesney or Morgan Wallen concert, but for the December home game against Miami, outdoor football needs to be an option for the Kansas City Chiefs. If you are building the stadium of your dreams the way that I believe they are going to, and this is not going to be the house that Lamar built, it's going to be the house that Mahomes and Clark built, I think that plan needs to include outdoor football. So I do not want the Chiefs to have a dome. And you guys know I don't have any interest in going to cold weather football games. I'm not standing out there when it's cold. Some of you guys stand out there when it's cold. I want no parts of it. But I do think that you guys should have the ability to stand out there. And I do think that the weather is an advantage for the home team in certain scenarios. So I don't know why you would give up the advantage of playing outside if you were Kansas City and building the stadium. I understand why Las Vegas wants a roof. I get it. It's weather's not a part of what's going on there. I get it. I understand why they have a roof. Or if you were in Minnesota, why you would need a roof. Or in Buffalo, if you need a roof. But the Titans are building a new stadium with a retractable roof. I don't know why Kansas City also wouldn't build it.
First off, color me stunned. The person advocating for outdoor football in the cold is you. I did not have that one on my 2025 bingo card, and we are nearing the end of 2025.
Hold on. I want this to be known. I'm not against cold weather football. I am against attending cold weather football. I love watching cold weather football on television. I love when the steam's coming out of their head. I love when the shot of the offensive lineman, you can see guys' breaths. I do think it's a part of the management of staying warm and doing all those things. Cold weather television is great. I just don't want to be, I don't want to be an extra in the cold weather football game, but I love the cold weather. Somebody's got to go to the game. Somebody has to. That person will just not be me. But yeah, go out there. Be great. Be loud. Bang on the seat. Cheer. Do all of those things. That's important.
Who knew the C in C dot was cold dot? That's what I found out. I will say, you're right. We don't have time to Google every single person, every single team's rules on opening or closing the dome, opening or closing the windows, but you're right. Houston, Indianapolis, like there are teams that have the ability to open their dome and still host Final Four, WrestleMania, massive concerts. So I wouldn't be opposed to some way of opening the stadium. I also would be a proponent, and we're getting way down the road here, of a stadium like SoFi. SoFi is technically open air, but it's the fans are covered, not total dome. But I don't think that's going to happen either. But something where the fans maybe aren't frozen like they were that Dolphin game, but also something where you can still get cold football is probably where I land. I just think the amount of noise you've heard about the want to host events and all these things, and a Super Bowl being one of those things, makes you think that an enclosed environment is likely the most likely outcome.
I'm with you, and that's why I think you can accomplish both with the retractable roof. If they don't have a roof and it continues to be an open-air stadium, then I would say all of this was for nothing then. You should have just renovated Arrowhead if that's the case. If you're telling me, I don't think this is the case, but if their plan is to build a state-of-the-art outdoor open-air stadium, you just should have renovated the one that you were in. That doesn't get you WrestleMania. That doesn't get you the Super Bowl. That gets you the same stuff you've been getting. Part of you doing this is you get the Final Four, and we'll probably be in the rotation to get the Final Four. You get one Super Bowl. You get one Super Bowl. You're not getting multiple. You get one Super Bowl.
I mean, Minnesota and Detroit have had Super Bowls. I mean, they both had the one.
You get one. But you get one.
I feel like you're right. They'll get the one. But I feel like saying it's just the one kind of undersells how big of a deal the Super Bowl coming to Kansas City will be. Like, I agree with you. Kansas City's not going to be in the rotation. It's not going to go Vegas, Miami, New Orleans, Kansas City every year. I know that. But even getting the one is a huge deal. Like some of my wife's family lives in Minnesota, and they still talk about how good it was to have the Super Bowl up there. Now, they also got a great game, but they had the Super Bowl, and it was a huge deal in the town, the state, everything. Like, even if it's just one, getting a Super Bowl is an enormous moment for the city. If it were to happen with the Dome Stadium,
yeah,
all this
sure.
year.
We can take more phone calls, 913-586-7965. I'm happy to hear what you guys think in all of this. We'll probably replay the Jackson County Commissioner in its entirety coming up at 4 o'clock. I want you guys to hear at least a couple of cuts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.